Good morning. This podcast is brought to you by HTS. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. HTS specializes in TVs, TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. 3, 2, 1. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going? Pull that mic down.
Good.
All that work you did on it, now you got it up in the air like you're looking for Wi-Fi. What's that?
My phone's don't know. Like
My phone's like all... We were doing a podcast the other night, and someone kept calling me, and it kept ringing in and ringing. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I almost threw the thing out the door. How's it going? Good morning.
Good. Good morning.
Are you hot?
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's
no, but it's beautiful
it's
outside.
Warm.
Yeah.
Very warm.
It is warm.
It's on you. Well, I ran this morning, and I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Where did you run?
Same place. Ran to the... what's that sound?
I know. I hear feedback.
Oh, it's this wire.
Oh, there it is.
We did the Breakwater Trail.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, but it was just hot. Carlos and I have been running the beach Tuesdays and Thursdays on the sand.
I know. I saw the picture of you gasping for air, bent over.
Oh, the, video Carlos made so kindly?
That's hard to run on the sand.
Well, in my defense, we had run on the beach, I think that was Thursday. We had run on Tuesday, and the tide was different. The sand was nice and compact. We ran on Thursday, and it was like high tide.
Oh, man.
So it forced me to run up over the kind of the crest up on the flat top, and it was just loose sand, and I was dying, and he straight whooped my ass. And we don't race, but you know,
yeah,
we only race if he's winning.
Well, how far do you run though?
Well, Tuesday we did 5 miles. On that day though, I sent him a text, and he was ahead of me. I'm like turning around, I'm dying.
Yeah.
And so it says that in that video. It says turning around, I'm dying, and and then I come running up, and I throw the shoe, and it goes in the ocean. I try to throw it at him because he's filming me. I'm like, lean back, and I'm going to throw the shoe at him. And just as I'm going to release it, this lady with a baby in a stroller is like, I realize it's kind of right near him.
Okay.
So I'm like, ugh! And I just turn, and the shoe lands in the ocean.
Great.
And washes up on the beach, and then it's...
So you had one... Okay, you got your shoe back.
That was what I was doing, running to get my shoe. And then I knew he was filming me, so I ran up, and then I was like, you know, checking my pulse.
What's the recovery? Like, I don't run. I never have. I was the kid in school that the
You don't want to run then. Let's just be honest.
I've tried it before. It just doesn't work out well. I mean, even as a young age, when I was in middle school and they do the mile run, like, I dreaded it. I would feel like I was dying. It was crazy.
Well,
I wish I could.
I agree. Okay. I'm the same way. I was the same kid.
Okay.
When that mile run came along, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But there was a time I actually started running because I was a smoker. I used to smoke cigarettes.
Okay.
And I was like, I wish I could run.
Yeah.
And so I started running on a treadmill. And I think for me, and first of all, you got to want it. You know, if you're running because you just think it, you know, not you, but if people think it looks great or... It's just not going to work out.
I run because it looks great.
Well, it just looks, you know, you see people out running. You know, if you're driving down the road and people are running, you're like, damn, wish I was running.
I know.
So,
yeah.
But if you're doing it for that reason, it'll always be tough. But I did it to quit smoking. And I just wanted it. And I made small goals. And I would think that I would suggest to anybody that wants to try running, just make little goals.
Okay.
You know, I used to say, if I can just run to the corner,
okay,
and then I'll walk the rest. If I can just run to the corner and another 10 feet, I'll walk the rest. And I just made little goals. And
so now after you run 5 miles on the beach, like, and you're dying, like you were, I mean, what do you do after? Can you not drink a lot of water because you'll get sick? Because I've literally seen people get sick from running so hard. Like, what's it?
Well, we're not. I'm 51, so I'm not really running hard.
Okay,
it's more of just a nice. So, on an average run, I run about a 10-minute mile.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that's not. It's
I don't
not,
know what that. I mean, is that good?
No. Okay. It's not good.
But it's good that you're doing it.
But it's good that I'm doing it. Okay. I think there's a guy that runs around here. He always posts his times. He averages about a 7-8 minute mile.
Wow.
Okay. So it's a few minutes more.
I'm trying to compare because the only thing I know is, like I said, in middle school, I think it took me 25 minutes. Am I not?
Don't be shy.
Hi.
There you are.
Okay.
Well, I'm here.
Good morning.
If I'm here and you're back here, okay, it's going to be, the difference will be a lot in the sound. But
okay.
Yeah, so you should try it again. Why don't you just meet us down there? Bang out 5 miles.
Sure.
The other thing that's interesting is that, like, Carlos, when Carlos and I started running, he didn't run.
Okay.
And he had a basket full of excuses.
Okay.
Knees, ankles, shins, old, whatever.
Yeah.
He threw it all out there. And I said, dude, let's just go for a run. And so he went from couch to 4 miles.
Okay.
He ran 4 miles the first time. The second time he ran, he did 5 miles without stopping.
Okay.
So it's in you.
So how long did it take him to get to that point? Like how long?
One run. Yep.
So he went from 0 to 4 miles. Wow. I mean, I am honestly a little bit intimidated. Like I don't. I'm not making excuses. It's just never been my thing. Like I was the kid that couldn't do the pull up. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if you want to be a badass, You want it. If you don't want to be, if you're fine with that.
I mean, I go to the gym and I eat right.
Fuck the gym. Stupid fucking gym.
What time is it right now? Ooh, like it is 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we're dropping.
F-bombs.
Dropping bombs on you.
Well.
That's so funny.
I don't think they'll listen to it at 9:30 in the morning. If my point is that everybody does the gym. You know, it's easy to go to the gym. Pick and choose your workout. You're not going to do anything that's going to be too much.
I mean, you're young.
You'll be fine.
It's not excuses, I promise you. Like, I just am not, I don't know. When it comes to exercise, I have always, always struggled. Any of it. It's the motivation to get ready to go, get in your car, you get there, you do your workout, there's other people in there. I don't know. It's just like the excuses. But
I don't have any excuses, but let me lay a few out there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and I'm just like you. You remind me of myself. And I don't even think they're excuses. I think it's some of them are a little bit like reality.
Yeah.
But the fact for me was that I'm, how old are you?
How old am I? 36?
So I'm 51.
You are?
Yeah.
I didn't know you're 51.
So at 51, life gets a little different. And, you know, my wife, who's 34, she is like, she's eating ice cream and candy bars. Nothing affects her drinking Cokes.
I wish.
You know, I sip a glass of milk and I put on 5 pounds.
Oof.
So it's really just, you know, it's about just trying to take care of myself as I get older.
But what were you like, though, when you were in your 30s? Like, were you able to eat all that stuff or have you always been?
In my 30s. So that was 20s.
I guess when did you notice that it changed? Where now you like have to watch?
Yeah, it's. I mean, probably that's actually been a challenge all my life.
Okay.
I mean, I've always been just one step away from getting out of control with weight.
Okay.
But I grew up in a little bit of a different kind of environment. My parents bought a lot of sodas.
Yes.
When I was a kid, my parents would go to the BOQ or the BQ down in or the. Officers, whatever the grocery store was on the base, they bring back like 7 cases of soda.
Yep.
Grape, orange.
Oh, man. You grew up just like me.
Yeah. And so, and my parents, they used to let us, I had a little refrigerator in my room and I had like sodas in it.
Okay.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And we used to eat a lot of junk.
Yeah.
Sugary junk.
I'm thinking now, like, we ate so bad when I was a kid.
Right.
So, not like up until probably about 7 or 8. We would go, I remember we would go get sodas, like 24 packs on sale, like CVS.
Yep.
And I would literally I wasn't drinking 5 cans of soda a day. I was opening 5 cans of soda a day. So I had a bad habit of drinking half of it and then leaving the other half, like in cans all over the house.
Me too.
And I'd get yelled at, of course, like, stop wasting the sodas. But I developed, to this day, I have a bad habit with McDonald's soda. Like I love a Coke from McDonald's. Like, and then, I mean, we used to eat the nastiest stuff. Like my brother would eat like, you know, the frosting that you get for the Duncan Hines cakes. He would pop one of those open.
A tube.
And eat the, not the tube, the what's like a, it's like a can.
Yeah, it's like a can of frosting.
He would eat the whole thing, and I'd get so mad because I'd go to make a cake and there'd be no frosting, but he would eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, that's so nasty.
What was going on back then?
We ate so bad, like ramen noodles. You know how much crap is in ramen noodles?
Yeah.
Like, but they were 25 cents. Yep. So you just get a whole thing full of them. I mean.
Well, the more the better. I mean, we used to eat those big nachos from 7-Eleven with the chili and the cheese. Oh, my God. And it was just fake cheese, fake chili, fake chips, big gulp. You used to get a big gulp, a nacho, and put $2 in the car and be out for the night.
It was crazy. Now you run 5 miles a day and I'm vegan.
Yeah.
Well, temporarily vegan. I'm just cleansing.
Temporarily. No excuses.
I don't hope I piss
no back off. No back door on that one. Like, no. I'm out.
No, I know it's weird when everything happened with, and I gotta say the word COVID. You know, when we first got stuck in the house, my husband and I were ordering pizza like twice a week. And then Chinese and stuff. And it becomes almost like a habit where you're like, oh, I don't feel like cooking. You know, it's not that bad. And then you order all this nasty food. And him and I both started putting on some weight. And I'm like, we can't do this in the middle of, you know, I know
it's
we're
the
home.
COVID-15.
Yeah. I know we're home. I know we're, you know, we were still working a lot. But just because you're stuck at home, you get bored somehow, even though you're working a ton from home. And we just started eating terribly. So I said, what do you think about being vegan again? Because we did it one other time a couple years back after Christmas. We had eaten like a massive amount of cookies and everything at Christmas. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I just kind of like shut down and went vegan. And he joined me. He lost a ton of weight. He couldn't eat enough.
How big did he get?
With being vegan?
Well, but at his
naturally thin. I think the biggest he's ever been, but it's also he was working out at that time was like two hundred two or something. I don't know. But he's like also 6'3".
Okay.
And now he's down to like 190, I think. Nice. It's so funny. He's gonna be like, oh my God, you're talking about my weight.
It's all right, brother. You're doing the right thing.
No, but it's awesome. Like he looks good.
Well, that's important.
No, it always looks good. Like he's so tall and, you know, just the way that he carries himself that he could probably gain 25, 30 pounds and you wouldn't like really know it because it just evenly,
well,
you know what I mean?
He's probably not sitting at home looking in the mirror going, oh my weight.
No. Oh God.
Like
no.
Most guys were like, whatever.
He could care. Like, honestly, he could care less. For him, it's just about feeling healthy, like the right reasons for looking good, you know what I mean? And I mean, for eating well is, and then it's a benefit of eating well to look, you know.
Well, I got all caught up in the intermittent fasting. The problem with me is that I've really screwed up my metabolism through my 51 years.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, you know, there was a time when I was, you know, running the streets, doing a lot of, you know, bad stuff. And I think that messed with my metabolism. You know, drinking too much, I think that messes with your metabolism. Finally, you know, being sober all these years now, my metabolism's trying to figure itself out. I always say my metabolism is moody.
Okay.
You know, like you do one thing. And so my latest one was that intermittent fasting. I was like, well, I was like, it says, you know, put 12 or something hours in between, you know, your last meal and the next meal of the next morning.
Do you have a headache?
No, but I'm like, 12 hours? That must mean 16, you know? So I was like eating one meal a day.
Oh, man.
My body is like, dude, you're starving to death.
Yeah.
So everything I ate, it stored it.
Okay.
So I'm eating it. I'm the minimum amount of food with the maximum amount of fat seemed to be going on me. So it got all kind of crazy that way. So now I'm just trying to get back into just eating food.
But I have a question about that. I know we're like talking about diet stuff, but it's interesting. So my friend did the intermittent fasting too, and she swears by it. She lost, you know, some weight, whatever. But I was listening actually to a podcast where they did a study on intermittent fasting, and they noticed that you still eat the same amount of calories.
Right.
So
I think
they concluded that it doesn't.
Well, so I think the philosophy is that in that period where you're kind of putting your body in a state of ketosis, your body is feeding.
Oh, so wait, so you were eating just meat and vegetables while you were doing that?
No, but you can kind of, I mean, if you put a big break in it, I think you kind of get yourself in a little bit of a state of ketosis where your body feeds on its own fat. I mean, that's kind of the point. Okay. You know, your body stores fat. Okay. And for times where maybe food isn't as abundant or you're, you know, between meals, your body can feed on your own stored fat for the fuel to get you through till the next meal. So the idea is you put a break in between the food, your body eats a little of your own fat, you're burning fat, getting a little thinner, and then eating dinner. It's crazy.
Sorry, as you're telling me that, you're like, your body eats your own fat. It sounds so gross. Well,
the body doesn't, it's a vehicle. These are vehicles.
No, I know.
It's, they don't know it's 2020. I mean, honestly, I think we should probably be a little heavier. So, we just have so much abundance of food that our body's like, I don't know what's going on.
So it didn't work, or did it?
It didn't work. I think in the beginning it worked, but in the end, I think I just started putting on, like, my body thought I was starving.
Oh.
And so now I have to kind of just keep the fire burning.
So it's not sustainable, in your opinion?
Well, the other problem was put me in as a factor, too, because, you know, like I said, if it said put 10 hours, I made 16.
Wow.
You know, if 8's good, 16's better.
Okay.
So I think I was probably being a little too aggressive with the fasting. So I think if you have a dietitian or somebody that's in that profession that knows exactly what to do, there's a study. 11 hours is the sweet number, and I followed that. Maybe it would work out.
I don't know. It's weird. Like, I just, anytime I've ever not really cared too much about what I'm eating and I'm just kind of working and going along my way, it seems as though I just eat the foods that my body naturally craves and I'm fine, but it's the moments that I think about it, then for some reason I gain a little weight or I don't know.
Listen,
maybe that's the new diet.
A few years ago, I was at 170. Actually, I was at 168.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that was probably a little thin for me.
Yeah.
But felt good. You know, my jeans were like,
yeah,
I'm wearing like 29s, 30s, you know, I'm like, and I went to had a physical just recently, and I was at 180.
Okay.
But that's like after like a ton of running, really trying to get back to taking care of myself. So I may have been as high as 190.
Okay. But I mean, you got to find like your sweet spot. And you know what I mean? You know how you fluctuate back and forth.
I think right where I'm at right now is my sweet spot, about 180.
Cool.
175.
Nice.
I just, you know, when you get too heavy, all of a sudden like shirts hit you weird.
No, like I know.
Hit you in the back on some.
I know. The back fat.
The back fat. You're like, what's that? Is that back fat?
I just hate the energy. Like, the number one thing for me is when I eat right, I sleep better. I have more energy. I feel better. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just.
Well, and how. So you have. Do you have one or two children?
One.
One child. Yay. And how old is your child?
She's 3 and a half.
So she still eats like 3 and a half, like child food, baby foods, not baby jar food, but like.
Jeez, everything. This girl at 15 months old, we went to France and she had pâté and she's had all different kinds of cheese. Like, it's crazy.
Well, because it's when you talked about like eating out so much.
Yeah.
Like when, like I have three kids, we don't eat out because I want to make them great food.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I always make stuff for her.
Right.
As good as it can be.
Right.
I mean, as a baby, she was fed like, I would make her purees.
Yeah. And oh, you were that mom.
Oh, yeah, but.
Pick the vegetables from the hydroponic.
Oh, man.
The hydroponic garden.
I have been. So that's why we've lightened up a lot, actually. I mean, she had McDonald's for the first time. You know, but she's only had the chicken nuggets because apparently they don't have anything bad in them, according to the marketing signs at McDonald's drive-thru.
Unless chicken comes in the shape of a nugget with a batter on it, they've done something.
So she has had, you know, but she thinks ice cream is Planet Smoothie. So we have scored a little bit on that, so I'm happy that she still thinks ice cream is that.
Oh, so she thinks Planet Smoothie is ice cream.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's always like, ice cream? And I'm like, that's fine, because she gets like a mixture of vegetables and fruit.
Mm.
But I also don't want to be, because I don't know, if you eat completely clean and organic and all that kind of stuff, does it lower your immune system? So that's the thing too. So we throw some stuff in there every now and then, you know.
Well, I think if your body's having to battle shit and dealing with junky food, I mean, you know, the more it's processed, the longer, the more we have to process it.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I don't know. I know I started trying to eat a lot more clean and I could tell a difference just in my energy and
good.
But it's weird. Turning 50, man, is like a strange number because you start or I start becoming older. You know, when I go down the stairs in the backyard, I'm like, ooh, key.
Yeah.
I'm holding on. Like, where's the rail?
No.
You know, I'm just, you know, I'm very, yeah. I don't want to. I fell off my kid's skateboard a couple years ago on my back and ooh. I still creak from ooh. That. And I'm just, you yeah. know, especially in the business, that, you know, the hair business, I can't like break a leg or break an
no,
arm.
No, that's like, yeah, you can't.
So I've got to be careful.
You got to watch it.
I'm getting old.
No.
So listen, you're here for a purpose. What's your purpose?
We're just chatting it up.
Just chatting no. it up. No, so you and I, we have a great friendship. You've been on yay. The podcast before. Ashley Hubert.
Tom Arquino.
Ashley.
Wait, we're learning to pronounce each other's Hubert. Last names.
Oh, it's a trick. It's Hubert.
Udbert.
Hubert.
Hubert.
What a dumbass. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Hubert. How do you say it?
Udbert.
Udbert.
Yeah.
Okay, that I could see a lot of people struggling with.
I know. Actually, when I make doctor's appointments and stuff, I just say Hubert.
Or do you go Udbear? Udbert.
I actually spell it out for people every single time. Because they're like, what? Even when I say Hubert, they're like, what? Can you say that again?
So, well, I have people do the same thing with my name. And I have to. I'm like, why did they make it CH? They should have just had a K. I mean, if that's how it sounds, why did they use CH? Stupid.
Because it's Arquino, but right. It looks like Arcino.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. But you know, I've had you on the podcast, and
yeah.
you know, you've been around here. You've worked some places around here, and now you're doing your new thing.
Yeah.
And we've been kind of teaming up, and you're building my website.
Yes.
Going to shoot me into the atmosphere, the stratosphere with my new website.
Yeah, the website's going to be, I mean, it already is amazing.
When's it going to be done? Because I'm excited.
I think probably next week.
I want to run it.
Yeah.
I want to drive it.
Probably like next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Going to get everything finalized that we talked about and get it up. And I'm excited because, like I told you, your website is already where it needs to be for 2020. You right. know what I mean? So it's not like, you know, it's a good website. Why build it? So.
Damn right.
That doesn't sound conceited.
No, that sounds confident. I thought, listen, I saw it and I go, that's a good website.
Cool.
That's very good.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But we're also doing the Visit Rehoboth.
Yeah.
Digital book.
Yeah, the guide came out. So just to whoever doesn't know me out there in podcast land.
Podcast land.
Yeah. I own visitrehoboth.com.
Mm.
And its official publication for the Delaware Beach area. It's called Catch a Glimpse.
Nice.
And I bought it back actually this past summer.
Right.
So I'm relaunching it. It hasn't been out since 2013.
I don't know if you told that story the last time.
I don't know if I did either. I don't know. Well, actually,
just
I think
real quick,
because
you sold the name.
Yes.
To a guy.
Yeah.
And then you bought it back from him.
Yeah. I just randomly one night was like, oh, I want it back. I put so much into it. Started it right out of college.
And that's visitrehoboth.com.
Well, I purchased visitrehoboth.com actually after Catch a Glimpse came out. So the book was the first project, and then I was able to get visitrehoboth.com. This was back in like 2008.
Okay.
I had it until 2012, sold it to pursue music. So I moved to Miami, was in the club, you know.
You were going
to
be a Britney Spears.
Actually, I was in Australia when I was in high school. I almost quit high school to go over there, and because I had a number two most requested single in Queensland.
Oh,
I know. I was like 16.
Can you sing a little bit of it?
No.
Oh,
I know that just totally
awesome.
Like these. Maybe I don't know.
me.
Yeah. Oh my god. I'm terribly shy.
You're like, is that the beat?
I know, like the beat drop. I'm super shy. Like, I realize that singing is not. I'm good at it, but I think I'm good in the studio.
All right.
It's just live. Like,
I'll have to hear it. Is it on Spotify?
Yeah, I think there's one.
Go ahead.
Oh my God.
Tell me what
it is. Are you seriously going to play this right now?
Well, if I can find it, what is it?
I'm going to die. It's my maiden name, so it's Ashley Kirk, K-I-R-K.
Ashley. If everybody's listening at home, go, everyone run to your...
No, please don't.
Run to your Spotify.
This song was actually recorded... it's a great song.
K-I-R-K?
Yeah. And it should say with Nappy, K-N-A-P-P-Y. Nappy actually is a really popular DJ around here.
Is it Takeaway?
Yeah, Take Me Away.
Take Me Away.
Yeah, he's always at... Are you going to play this?
I am.
Oh, my God. No, but it's an amazing song. Like, I went to Winter Music Conference with it, got a lot of airplay down in Miami and performed in clubs and stuff. And it's trying to become a superstar. Oh, my God.
Hey, Ashley.
What's up?
Hey, Tom. How's it going? It's going good. Hey! Like a red queen, here in Wonderland. I'm staring at you with a looking glass. You're in my dreams. It's you. And now you're sitting across from me. That is really crazy.
I know.
We should stop this podcast right now and start over. Why did you give up? Too cutthroat?
No. It's just... Yeah, he's going
to turn. Wow. Some pipes.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm hanging out with a pop star.
Well, shout out to Nappy. So,
what's up, Nappy?
Do you know him?
I don't know him.
No, he's...
Or know of him? I think I probably heard the name.
He's always like at the Bottle and Cork. He's down there in that circuit in Dewey.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know.
But he is an amazing musician, DJ. Like, he can, like, when I say scratch, like old school, like, he's
so good. Is he a DJ still around?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he goes... Well, he also does... I don't know if they still do Engine Number 9. So him... And another guy named Dave. Dave plays the drums and then he DJs. It's a really cool show. And then he's hooked up with like Mike Hines and Look, like that kind of circuit. So, but I was working with him for years and we did a bunch of songs. And he's still doing it. He's remixed songs for a lot of famous singers that, yeah, he's really good.
Well, that was a great song.
Thanks. Thank you.
I'm glad you're here, but I mean, that would have been fun to see how far that adventure could have gone.
It's weird because I gave it one last shot. I went to Miami when I was 27. So I was kind of, I don't want to say you're getting up there in age, but.
A little long in the tooth.
But I mean, it's hard. You know, going to those clubs all night long and performing and dealing with people. I mean, I love singing, but it is so hard to make it in that industry.
Yeah.
So hard. Like, I mean, like I told you last time we talked about Jimmy Allen. Who's here, who's from Milton.
Yep.
Everybody knows him. He made it. I mean, he stayed in his car for like 6 months trying to make it in Nashville.
Also, I mean, he, you know.
I mean.
He may have made it, but, you know, the brakes have been hit for a lot of these guys. I mean, they're as far as performing and.
I know.
You know, he kind of came out. I mean, he's kind of peaking a little bit at the wrong time. I mean, he should be like on tour. And all these guys are having to just sit around, and I don't even know. I mean, is he doing virtual stuff?
I don't even know. So he's actually dropping his new album, I think, in the next couple of days. And he's got, like, Nelly on it, Darius Rucker, Tim McGraw. Like, I mean, all these major...
Is he still here?
I think he's in Nashville.
Oh, is he in Nashville?
Yeah. I know he comes home all the time because I interviewed him.
Well, I want to try to get him on the podcast. Maybe you can put in a good word for me.
You got to call up Ty. His father-in-law.
Yeah.
Ty's your friend on. Ty.
Ty's been on. He's a good guy. I probably could if I really...
Yeah.
I think it's just been, you know, quarantine-y.
Yeah. No, Jimmy's really cool. I mean, he, like I said, I did an interview with him for my publication. So my publication just came out, and there's an interview with him about his perfect day at the beach. It's really cool. So
I have to check it out. So let's talk about that, because okay. I have an ad in it.
Yes. And it's a really good ad, too.
So where can, if somebody, yeah, it is a good ad. Yeah. And the funny thing is that you and I talked about the ad, and you're like, do you want your picture of your face? I'm like, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't think I want my face on it. And then.
But you have that likable face. Like, you have that, I don't know. Podcasts are known for that, where the person who is kind of, I don't want to say the main star. Right. What would you, on-air personality.
The main hustle?
Yeah.
The main hustler?
The hustler.
Yeah.
Usually they're incorporated somehow with just their face in a lot of their marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this would be really cool.
Well, and I think it was just one of those moments where you're like, I don't know. But then now that's all said and done, I saw my face on it and it was good. I mean, the ad was great, so I was excited.
Cool.
So if we want to see it,
yes,
just www.visitrehoboth.com. Yep. That's what I did.
Yeah, it's visitrehoboth.com, and then there's a link at the top that says free guide, and then there's coupons in there. Like, my favorite coupon in there so far is, like, the Starboard. You can get 50% off a t-shirt.
Oh.
I know. I love Starboard shirts. So there's good coupons in there. And then there's a contest that you're also in.
I am?
Yes. You remember? No?
Yes.
You're giving away a free podcast.
That's right.
Yes. It's the Visit Rehoboth.
Absolutely.
.com beach giveaway. And there's a lot of, you can enter to win one of many prizes. So there's gift certificates, there's hotel stays, there's a free podcast you can win. You just go in there and register. And all I ask is that you sign up for the email list. That's it.
Well, and didn't you say that you were doing some advertisers, but if somebody was interested in still joining the to be an advertiser, they still could, because now it's in the digital form.
It's in a digital form. It's crazy because everybody knows everything that's going on right now. I didn't feel comfortable putting 140,000 guides out at the beach area because
they would have got tossed.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's a good amount of people here, but not the same amount that normally is. So I was first off concerned that people are going to lose advertising dollars. Like, what's the point of having an ad in a magazine or a guide if no one's here to see it?
Right.
So I was like, well, I'm going to do a digital publication for now and then just push back the print. So as of now, I'm scheduled to go to print in January. So yeah, there's still plenty of time to jump in. The digital and the regular guide.
Even like in my salon, I can't keep magazines. I had to throw all the magazines away.
I know.
And you can't bring stuff.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, that was probably really smart.
Yeah.
That would have been a huge waste of money.
It's a lot. It's the cost to print 140,000 publications. It's like 56 pages, 52 pages. It is a chunk, like a big chunk. And I'm not saying it was pointless, but it kind of was.
It would have been.
Yeah. It would have just completely.
Well,
I mean,
it may still be a struggle in January.
That's what I'm saying. So I've told everybody, I've said, you know, I'm scheduling January. However, if this is still around and it's still not safe to do it, I'll push it back, because I still want everybody to get their money's worth plus some. That's why I decided to do the digital publication too.
Right.
So everybody can kind of have a little bump for this season. And then be ready for next season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope
Fingers crossed.
Oh, I know.
I hope there's a next season, right?
I know.
Well,
I'm optimistic.
I love the book. I love
Thank you.
You did the article on Jimmy Allen.
Yeah.
You did the little drop in about Matt. I haven't had a chance to go through the whole thing, but I do. I love it. And
thank you.
You know, you do build websites. You're helping us with the Rehoboth Social website,
yeah,
which is. You did a great job on that, so
Thank
I'm
you.
Excited about that. And you got a lot going on. Plus, you live in Florida. You're driving back and forth, 20-hour drives. You're going crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Singing down in Miami. What's going on?
I know. I'm all over. It's crazy. I'm all over the place. It's because I'm from here. This is my home. I can't. Like, I'm attached to the hip.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But I also love Disney. That's why I went down there to work there. But that's not happening right now.
And what is going on with that? Because
I saw
Universal Studio was trying to open and the people were really upset about it.
Universal Studios is open. Disney is opening the parks back up, I think, this week. They had a cast member preview, so anybody who works there could go before all the you know, regular guests come in. And I don't know. I mean, it's, I still technically work there, so
what
I don't know
do,
if I want
to. What do you do at Disney?
So I'm in food and beverage and part-time. And I work at, right now, still technically, but I'm furloughed. So it's Husker House. It's at Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
And it's a character buffet. So it's one of the top locations across property, but all the buffets are shut down except for one right now. And I think they're doing like family style where they bring it to your table now.
Mm.
So I don't even know when they're going to open my location. A lot of the people that work in my location that have high seniority have been moved to like Epcot.
Mm.
So Epcot is interesting because have you been there?
So is Epcot the place that has the tour of all
the countries
and the food?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's really cool and why people love it so
much.
It's
like an adult Disney.
Well, yeah, but you can go to France, right?
Right.
And everybody who works there is from France.
Right.
Same thing, you know, the UK or China or, and you know, anywhere. But the problem is there's no one there right now. They couldn't come over because of the visas.
Right.
So what they're doing is pulling people from like my location over there. So there's two people I know that I work with that are now going to work in Canada for the time being.
Okay.
So it's interesting how they're spreading things out. Masks are required. It is very, very, very hot down there right now. Very. But I don't know all the details yet. I mean, I can expect when they do call us back, there's going to be some pretty intense training, I'm sure.
How big of a population goes to Disney that live in Florida?
Oh, a lot.
Is it a lot?
Oh my gosh, people have annual passes.
Well, I'm just saying, like for me to go to Florida, I would have to fly, mm-hmm. get a hotel,
okay,
do the park,
yeah,
and I would think that would be a lot. But I mean, maybe if I lived there and I just wanted to go hit Disney for the day, maybe I would.
It's affordable now. That's many people go down there. You can package everything usually. Well, not now, but you could package your dining, your stay, your tickets. Even they have things worked out with airlines where they pick you right up. You can book your flight on the Disney site. They pick you up from the airport, take you there, and take you back.
Convenient or affordable?
Both.
Because I can tell you, Disney's expensive.
It is, but when
affordable.
But when you really think about it, if you take a family of four and it ends up costing you like, I don't really know what it would cost. I'm thinking like $6,000-$7,000. I know that's not affordable. I'm not saying that, but right. When you think of going on a major vacation where you are flying,
yep,
and eating and everything, it actually is pretty fair.
Well, and I think that we don't really pay attention to a lot of cost. Well, so I will say we went to Disney. My mother, ex-mother-in-law took us.
Okay.
Took the whole family. It was a big family trip. And they do a great job. Disney does a great job. Yeah. Just like that. They picked us up at the airport. We had the bracelets. Everything was great.
Yeah.
It was expensive.
Yeah.
But when you go on like a vacation or you know, some sort of trip, you see the cost, but you don't see all the like little costs that tend to add up that we don't pay attention to.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of included, you know, snacks and, you know, different kinds of transportation. And, you try to cut corners and save money at certain places. Like, oh, we don't need transportation, but we eventually end up getting transportation, even if it takes a little longer, just the stress that has value too. So
yeah.
I think in the end, you're right, but, it's,
but I do suggest, I always tell people, it's like going to Disney for 7 days is exhausting.
I couldn't go.
I always tell guests, they're like, oh, what do you recommend? What do you recommend? I'm like, take a day and lay at the pool. Yep. You're going to be exhausted and need another vacation when you go home.
Yep.
So when I go down there, well, when I used to, before I, you know, go back and forth, I would stay in Kissimmee, cheap hotel, whatever, pay for my tickets a la carte, and rent a car. And I could go anywhere because there's so many things in Central Florida.
So many parks.
So many things to do. Oh, my gosh. Like, it's insane. You can't get to all of it. But you can do it, and that is affordable.
When you go to a different park, you can tell the difference between a Disney park and in another park.
Oh, Universal, SeaWorld, all of them. Yeah, they're so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but just Disney does a great job. They pay a ton of attention to detail.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a fantastic experience. And then you go to, you know, another park. And I don't even know the parks down there. I'm just sort of guessing. But you go, wow, this isn't Disney. But, you know, I guess it's still...
Yeah,
fun.
I mean, Universal is amazing. Like, I love Universal Studios, but it's a little bit more, in my opinion, for kind of like a teenager on up, in a sense. Yep. There's a lot more rides. The Harry Potter land. I don't even know what people would kill
the
me.
The Harry
right
Potter
now.
Experience.
Oh, gosh. Everybody who's a Harry Potter wah, fan, wah, forgive wah, me, wah. Please. Because I know I'm saying it wrong, but Diagon Alley, please forgive me if I'm saying this wrong, because I know
ahead,
people are
it.
Serious fans. Diagon Alley or whatever it is.
Diagon Alley?
I don't know.
Dragon? I don't
know. Okay.
I don't watch Harry Potter.
No, but I have, but I don't remember the...
Yeah, no, that's fine.
But redone the whole thing to make it immerse you in the movie. It is the coolest thing. Like, I love it.
Is Universal owned by Disney?
No.
They're not.
Rivals. Oh. Not, no, competitors. Shouldn't say that. Competitors.
Because when we went, we did the, we were there, we went to Disney, we went to Epcot, we went to Universal.
Yeah.
Disney, and one day we stayed at the pool, just like you said, because
yes.
we were exhausted.
Yeah.
I've never seen, if you go to, we stayed at one of the Disney resorts, Disney
okay.
hotels.
Do you know which one?
It was, I think, the one with the movie stuff on the side of it.
Okay.
And, If you've ever been to Disney and you see how the lifeguards are, have you ever watched the lifeguards?
No, what are they?
They stand on the edge of the pool and they do a grid pattern across the water. You know, they're like, they're not sitting around answering cell phones. Those people.
Yeah.
No one's drowning at Disney.
No. No, I mean, that's, you know, the way that it's supposed to be.
Right. But, you know, you go down to the beach and they're like,
No. I mean, I used to, this is another part of my resume. It's crazy. I used to work at Jungle Gyms.
Yeah.
Which is open, by the way, right now. The lifeguards, as young as they are, sometimes 15, I think 15 is what you have to be, 15, 16. They do the same thing. They just walk in the same pattern, and they have to keep eyes on the water. Like, you have to do that to pass your tests and everything. I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
Well, they do like a grid pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they, I mean, that's, kids drowning would be very scary.
Yeah, it would be.
What you doing? I see that. Well, I, you know, I just wanted to have you on. I know you're, when are you leaving? You going home? You're going to be down for a while?
I'm not sure. Maybe not like sure. Friday or Saturday, because that drive is crazy.
Well, I just wanted to have you on and let everybody know about the go to visitrehoboth.com and check out the book.
Yeah.
Check out the coupons. And can they reach out to you through there?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Send out a message. Let her know she did a good job.
Ashley@visitrehoboth.com.
Ashley@visitrehoboth.com.
Yeah.
And
that's fine.
I'm excited to be working with you. I'm
thanks.
This podcast kind of brought us together, and I appreciate you so much. And you.
Aww.
You just do a great job. It's nice, you know. I've dealt with a lot of people building shit for me, stuff. Excuse me. And
cover your ears, girl.
It doesn't go well all the time, and
yeah.
you've done a nice job. So I
thank
really
you.
Wanted to have you on just to say thank you.
Thanks. Wow, that's really kind of you to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like how you champion people, because I'm like that.
Yeah.
It's important, you know. If someone's good at something and it makes them happy, to encourage them, and I see that you do that.
Well,
and it's a diamond in a rough to find somebody who's genuinely happy for other people.
Well, this podcast is one small business helping another.
I know. And I mean, I've met people through your podcast already. So I think that that's really like you actually put your money where your mouth is, so to speak. You refer people and it's cool.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Yay.
And hopefully we'll continue to grow and grow together.
Yeah.
I know we're going to still continue to work together doing stuff as far as the website and promoting your stuff. And so, you know.
Yeah. And we're going to be promoting you on everything. I'm going to post something today. Oh, in the studio.
Yes. I love it. All right, Ashley. Well, listen, thank you. Have a great day.
I will. You too.
I'll catch you later. Drive safely. Enjoy Florida. And I'll see you when you get back.
All right.
All right, see ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.